The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, Glory America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway. There were only two stories yesterday. One of them, the migrant dropped off in Martha's Vineyard and in front of the White Vice President's house. The other was my interview yesterday morning with Donald Trump, which I'm going to replay for you shortly. Donald Trump having a rally tomorrow night in Youngstown, Ohio at the Cavelli Center. Join me. I'll play in a clip. It just dominated the news yesterday. But so did last night's decision by Judge Cannon to name a special matter master in the Trump documents case and to reject the Department of Justice request that she return the classified documents to active review. The Justice Department's January 6th investigation is looking at everything, is the other leading headline in the Washington Post. First, to the migrants. On special report last night, Brett Baer asked me, what did I think about it? Cut 27.
Hugh, I'm not sure inflation's going the president's way as of yet, but I will agree abortion is a topic that Democrats have jumped on. What about this and how you see it?
I see it that Governors Abbott and DeSantis did in one day more for both highlighting the issue as a political dynamic, but also putting a human face on these migrants. So I've been thinking about it all day long because I do not believe in cruelty as a weapon, but I don't think it is cruel. I've been following the individual stories of the migrants, and they are speaking. They were offered the voluntary assistance to move to D.C. and to Martha's Vineyard. They did it all by consent. They are no doubt better off where they are tonight than where they were a month ago. But in one stroke, Governors Abbott and DeSantis have put a human face not only on the migrants, but on the communities that receive them without any infrastructure, Marie. I live in Southern California for most of the last three decades. There isn't an infrastructure to receive 2 million people. That is a myth. The border has to be defended.
Okay.
All right. I also want to, this is just an exemplary clip of what happened yesterday. You know, 24/7 was the Trump interview I'm about to replay. Do we have any of that available at this point? Okay, let's start with a replay of what Donald Trump said to me yesterday, which made news and continues to make news to today. I'm joined by the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, right now. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
There will be no lack of crowd. I can tell you that on Saturday night. There never is.
Well, you're in Youngstown. You're at an auditorium named for Sam Cavelli, who went to war in JFK. You're going to be talking about Tim Ryan, who's another alumni of war in JFK. And you're talking with me, a third alumni of war in JFK. And we can all tell you, you're in the heart of Trump country in Youngstown.
That's Trump country. It's great country. And we're going to start doing the fields now because I guess the arena holds 7,000 or 8,000. We fill them up very quickly. We have televisions, big sets out on the back of the arena for people if they can't get in. But we like those fields because you can have unlimited numbers of people. But this is a beautiful place. And we now, because of the weather, we can now start opening up the fields, which is great. We've never had rallies like this. I've had the greatest rallies, but we've never had the kind of enthusiasm that we have right now.
You're going up against Ohio State. I hope you at least pay homage to the Buckeyes in your opening remarks, Mr.
Yeah. Brown. Well, I guess, are they playing Toledo?
They're playing Toledo Rockets, yeah. Okay. It's going to be over by about 7:15.
Yeah, it should be okay. And we are going up against them, and that's fine. I think we'll do very well, even against Ohio State. Don't forget, I'm the one that got that football season started. You were
yes,
not going to have Ohio State football that first year. I got it started a year earlier, and maybe earlier than that. Who knows?
Buckeyes won't forget. You're in Jim Tressel's town as well.
I got that done for the people of Ohio.
Let's talk about election 2022. The GOP wants to talk about inflation, crime, the border, education, and China. I want to talk about inflation in China mostly. Democrats want to talk about abortion and about you. So I want to make some news at the beginning of this. Do you feel like the Department of Justice is trying to indict you, Mr. President?
Well, there is no reason that they can, other than if they're just sick and deranged, which is always possible, because I did absolutely, you've seen the legal papers, absolutely nothing wrong. And there's no reason that they can do that. And I'll tell you what, I would have said there's no way they can raid a house either, because, you know, it's Fourth Amendment stuff, and what they did is terrible. And I don't think the people are going to stand for it. If you noticed, the poll numbers are the highest they've ever been. The people are not going to stand for this stuff. They've weaponized Department of Justice and FBI. And, you know, I don't know how big you've covered it, but I can tell you the biggest story would be, especially if it was reversed, that Danchenko was paid right after 2017, right after I went. So I'm sitting in the Oval Office, and the FBI hired Danchenko to do all sorts of very terrible things. Now, when you think of that story, that's incredible. Danchenko being the Russian. So it was them, with the Russians, not
me. Well, the Russia story is over. They are attempting, I think, to indict people for plans to select alternative electors on 1-6. Have you received a target letter, Mr. President?
No, I haven't at all. And frankly, when you look at alternate slates, that's been done for decades and decades, many, many years. Alternate slates are actually common. I wasn't involved with alternate slates, but I can tell you many people have been for many, many years doing alternate slates. In fact, your friend Tucker Carlson did a story on it last night, how it's
have
a
you,
standard way of, you know, working elections.
I'm going to be on with Brett Baer tonight. I want to make sure I get two more questions asked. The first one is, have you been asked to appear before the grand jury?
No, I have not.
And then the last one, Mr. Patel said he witnessed you giving verbal orders to declassify the papers that ended up at Mar-a-Lago. Do you remember making those orders?
That's correct. And not only that, I think it was other people also were there. But I have the absolute right to declassify. Absolute. A president has that absolute right. And a lot of people aren't even challenging that anymore.
So the last question is, I don't think they're going to stop till they indict you, Donald Trump. Will you run for president anyway, even if you're indicted?
Well, I can't imagine being indicted. I've done nothing wrong. Look, if you look, you know it better than anybody. You've covered it well. Impeachment hoax number one, I beat it. It was a total scam. Impeachment hoax number two, a total scam. I beat it. Russia, Russia, Russia. I beat it. The Mueller report. I beat it because I did nothing wrong. Now it's turning out that they did wrong. Now it's turning out that Russia, Russia, Russia was about them. They're the ones that dealt with Russia, not me. It's all been one giant scam. And on top of that, let's face it, I was a great president. We did more than between the biggest tax cuts, rebuilding our military, the biggest regulation cuts in history, the greatest job numbers in history by far. Laura Ingraham the other night, I know, had a program where she said the income to families was greater under me than it was with Obama, Bush, and Biden put together. So, I mean, and you look at, you just look at the numbers. Look at the kind of numbers we produced. And even after we went through the plague, the gift from China, the plague, I got it back on track, and the stock market was higher than it was even before the plague, just before the plague came in. So
now, Mr. President, you know the old saying.
We've had an amazing 4 years.
You know the old saying, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. I'm just asking, if there is such a prosecutor and they indict you, would that deter you from running for president again?
I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it. And as you know, if a thing like that happened, I would have no prohibition against running. You know that. You've already.
I do. And that's what I want people to understand. That would not take you out of the arena.
It would not. But I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it. They will not sit still and stand for this ultimate of hoaxes. We went through phony impeachments. We went through phony Mueller reports that came out with no collusion. We came everything that they've done to try and stop progress. And on top of that, I did more than virtually any. You take a look with the biggest tax cuts, with the rebuilding of our military, with all of the things we've done. I don't think the people of this country would stand for it, especially since they know I'm totally innocent.
You know that the legacy media will say you're attempting to incite violence with that statement. How do you respond to what will inevitably...
That's not inciting. I'm just saying what my opinion is. I don't think the people of this country would stand for it.
Now, I want to go to China, which you just
mentioned. Stop right there.
We'll get back to that. That blew up 1,000 news stories yesterday. That 10, 11 minutes at the top of what was supposed to be an 8-minute interview and went 24 minutes. Open the phone, Jacob, 1-800-520-1234. When we come back, I'm going to take your calls about that interview. Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Yesterday, my interview with Donald Trump dominated the news. Here is a roll of the various clips on the various networks talking about me talking with the former president.
Former President Trump says he, quote, can't imagine being indicted over his handling of classified documents after leaving office. And he warned of unrest if charges were brought.
I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
Today on a radio show, Mr. Trump warned that there would be, quote, big problems if he's indicted in the classified documents case.
If it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think you'd have big problems. Big problems.
You know that the legacy media will say you're attempting to incite violence with that statement. How do you respond to what will inevitably...
That's not inciting. I'm just saying what my opinion is. I don't think the people of this country would stand for it.
There was a statement today on a radio show with Hugh Hewitt, and listen to what Trump said there.
If it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it. They will not sit still and stand for this ultimate of hoaxes.
Phil, the former president went on the radio today, and I just want to play what he said when asked what he thought would happen if he was indicted. Here it is.
I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it.
So, George, on another note, the former president was on Hugh Hewitt's radio show today. And I want to play a portion of what he said when asked what would happen if he was indicted and if it would deter him from running for president again. So listen to this.
I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it.
Senator Durbin there undoubtedly referring to statements made by the ex-president, who just a few hours ago made this threat to radio host Hugh Hewitt. What will happen if he's indicted?
I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think you'd have big problems. Big problems.
Today, Trump, in an interview, was asked about the possibility he could get charged. And here's some of what he had to say.
Do you feel like the Department of Justice is trying to indict you, Mr. President?
Well, there is no reason that they can. I did absolutely, you've seen the legal papers, absolutely nothing wrong. I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think you'd have big problems, big problems.
It comes as the former president is striking a defiant tone in a radio interview today. A month after the unprecedented search of his Mar-a-Lago home, the FBI saying they seized more than 11,000 government documents, including 100 that were marked classified. Today, Mr. Trump saying he verbally declassified every document he had taken with him to Mar-a-Lago.
I have the absolute right to declassify. Absolute. A president has that absolute right.
The Post has new reporting on the dozens of other January 6 subpoenas that were issued over the last week. The Post says it reviewed three of the subpoenas, which covered, quote, 18 separate categories of information, including any communications the recipients had with scores of people in six different states where supporters of then President Trump sought to promote what are known as.
It goes on and on and on, America. The news business should send me flowers. They should send the former president a fruit basket. None of them played when I pressed him on violence, and he said it's not violence inciting. It's simply my opinion. We'll take your calls on it. I'll play a couple more clips from President Trump's interview with me yesterday. And then we've got Tiffany Smiley is going to be the senator. We got Herschel coming up, Blake Masters coming up. A lot to do on Friday. The Hillsdale Dialogue, of course, here on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. I must say, whenever Donald Trump speaks, the left's heads collectively explode, and they do not read. That's why I put the transcript and the audio out there, so that everyone can read everything, but they read selectively. Steve Inskeep of NPR spoke up yesterday. You may not like the interview, but you had asked the questions and did the follow-ups, and I appreciate Steve saying that, because indeed I did. And the problem with the media in America today is they are not interested in providing a complete and comprehensive 360-degree worldview of what's going on. Republicans want to run on five issues. They want to run on inflation, crime, the border, education, and China. Democrats want to run on abortion and Donald Trump. In 24 minutes with the former president, I covered all seven and reminded everyone that he's got a rally on Saturday night in Youngstown, which is opposite the Ohio State game. It's still going to draw tens of thousands of people in the formerly blue, deep blue Steel Valley from where I hail. And it's a sort of astonishing meta phenomenon that the never Trumpers and the Trump obsessed media, I'm not Trump obsessed. He's still the greatest interview in America, but given the response, you can just play it. What did you folks think? Tim in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I heard just an observation, maybe more of an opinion than a threat. The liberal media, just like you said, they blow up over everything. Now, Hugh, I know you probably got a lot of calls backed up, but I'll make this brief. I think it was Wednesday's show. You talked about James Taylor singing
Fire and Rain. Yep.
Well, you know, James Taylor was his second choice. His first choice was Nero.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Jamie in California, what did you think of the interview? Hello, Jamie. You still there?
Jamie. It's Jamie.
Yeah. Good morning, Jamie.
From California.
Yep.
Yeah,
you're on.
I'm still here. This is the first time in my lifetime I've seen them attack a private citizen the way they have. And they did the same thing with trying to impeach Trump. He was a private citizen the second time when they tried to impeach him.
Well, he's the least private citizens in America. Thank you, Jamie. He's the least private. If the investigation is not yet illegitimate, if they indict him, there'll be a trial. It'd be the trial of the century. I just think it is improvident for people to conclude what's going to happen before. I said the same thing during Mueller. Just always hold your fire, folks, and listen. Two more cuts from yesterday's interview with the former president. The next one, please. This is the cut having to do with the papers. I think Dwayne's got. Oh, I thought Dwayne whispered in my ear that he had the cut ready. So what the president said is Democrats are all about a word. It's called disinformation. Some people say misinformation. Pretty much the same thing. We have a wonderful, he goes through all the things that he's done, and he said they lie about him, basically. And when I talked to him about abortion, he said it's going back to the states. So we talked about himself and his papers and his abortion. And then let's play another one. I could talk for you hours about this, but let's close on the election, Mr. President, which I'll be talking about on Saturday night in Youngstown at 7 p.m. Inflation, crime in the border versus the Democrats wanting to talk about you and indicting you. What's going to win?
Well, I think that we're going to have a very big victory based on the economy. I think it's about the economy. It's about the horrible inflation. It's cutting people's lifestyle. It's ruining people's lives. What's happening? Look at their 401ks. Their 401ks in some cases are down 40-50%. They're losing their money. And if it keeps going like this, they won't have any more money. 401ks, that's a big thing.
So last night on Special Report. I'm going to come back to the papers in a second. On Cut 20, on Special Report last night, this debate came up. What's it going to be? It's going to be about Trump. It's going to be about abortion. It's going to be about inflation. Brett turned to me. I was on with Marie Harf and Byron York, Cut 29.
You know, whenever it's called the national abortion ban, the specifics are 15 weeks and restrictions after that. 80+ percent, maybe more, European countries are at 14 weeks. we would have no, you know, restrictions. And that question turned around becomes a different question for Democrats on the trail.
If people learn to talk about it correctly, which is what limits will you accept? Are you having no limits, for example, on 8-month abortions and 9-month abortions? Immediately that number drops off. And so it is the skill of the candidate that comes in. Combativeness is a superpower in politics until it destroys you. You can't be combative about abortion. You have to be empathetic about abortion because it's a terribly difficult human situation. But I have to remind Marie and all the Democrats who are watching, everyone's got to eat. And the worst thing to happen to the Democrats was the 13.4% year-over-year inflation tick up from
food
last week in food. That everybody's going to eat, and they're going to start voting in September, and they're going to eat from now until the election. And every time they go to the supermarket, they think about Joe Biden. Okay, so I think inflation's going to win that. Now let's go back to my interview with Donald Trump. Let's continue with that cut on the papers. Now, I know something about presidential papers. I know a lot about the presidential library system. Every former president has papers that should not be with them by accident. Did you take those papers down there after declassifying them intentionally, or did you have any idea they were there?
Remember this. Everything was declassified, number one. And if you look at the act that was passed, it talks about what you can do, what you can't do, how you negotiate with NARA. And then if you look at what's running NARA, it's radical left run, radical left. And then you take a look at Hillary with her 33,000 emails that were deleted, and you take a look at Obama and others, and people say Trump's gotten treated very, very unfairly, very unfairly. You just take a look.
Did anyone from Justice ever call you up, you personally, and say, we need to get these records back? Did they make a direct appeal to Donald Trump?
No, nobody called me. And if you look at the act that was a relatively new act, you know, compared to the age of our country, but you look at that, you negotiate, you talk, you work it out. If you don't work it out, I think it says the president decides, but you'll have to get that from a lawyer. But we were having very positive discussions. All of a sudden, we get raided by the FBI. We were having very, very good and positive discussions. Then we get raided by the FBI. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
So that did not make it into any of the news clips because legacy media wants to paint Donald Trump as inciting insurrection. It's just incredible. I want to go back to the migrants because I talked about that with the former president as well. Brett asked me last night, this issue is very difficult, all right? I understand. Well, first, let me play you what I told Brett about the issue. Cut 28.
Is there backlash because of the way this is done, Hugh, in a political sense? If you're going to be a sanctuary city, you're a sanctuary. But the way this is done by these Republican governors, is there a political backlash at all?
They are on a cliff. The backlash is very, very possible if there is any improvident abuse of the migrants involved. So they're dancing on a cliff. They're right up to it. They have got the attention they wanted. They've driven home their point. Okay, they have driven home their point. Do not keep doing this, is my advice to anyone who wants it. You send them to Washington, D.C., but send them to a shelter for refugees. You can send them to Chicago, but send them to a shelter for homeless people. You can send them wherever you want, but find a partner before you send them. It does illustrate. The Martha's Vineyard is a brilliant stroke because they declared a state of emergency. They can't handle 50 migrants. In border towns, there are 5,000 migrants a month. In California, the absorption, there are 2 million migrants came in the United States already this year. 2 million. Where do you think they went? They're not living on an island. They're somewhere. Someone's dealing with them, and the Biden administration is not. So Governors Abbott and DeSantis put a line under it. Those were the two stories yesterday. Last night, the judge made a ruling. The judge said there is a special master. The special master is going to review everything. There are 11,000 documents. 100 of them are classified. Isn't that news to you? 11,000 documents, 100 of them classified. Because that isn't really what the public's impression is. Before I get Dwayne on the horn here, let me talk with Joe in St. Paul. Joe?
Hugh, great interview yesterday. Thanks for pushing Trump. You're the best at these interviews. A question for you. Do you think he wanted this whole situation? I mean, for a guy whose cheer in 2016 was lock her up, this just seems like a weird place to be.
Nobody wants to be. Look, you can't beat the government. It's a very expensive process. You know, he has to pay for the special master. He has to pay all of the costs of that. You have to be a billionaire to take on the federal government. So nobody wants
And this special master, isn't he one of the guys that allowed the Russian hoax to come through?
No,
this guy.
You have no idea who approved which warrant. Remember, Trump nominated this guy. He's a senior district court judge. He's seen 1,000 things. He served on FISA court, the FIS court, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. They were upset with the FBI's manipulation. I think he's a perfect choice. But I'm just pointing out, nobody wants this. Donald Trump will pack that rally tomorrow night, though. Watch that tomorrow night in Ohio. Thank you for the call.
Hey, everyone. This is Duane Patterson, producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show. I've known for a while now that there's been far too much of me here in the studio, and I finally needed to do something about my weight. My excuse was always that I couldn't follow a plan with the crazy schedule that I keep. I heard about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and how they customize their program for each client, and I decided to call. This was no problem for Rachel and the PhD team. They had me map out what my day looks like and created a plan to follow. And so far, I've lost 16 pounds already and I'm just 2 weeks in on the way to my goal of losing 45. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition at 864-644-1900 and make your appointment for your consultation. The plan is simple. It's based on science and nutrition. There's no pills or injections, and they even include 80% of your food if you want it. Call them right now at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com and tell them you heard about it from Duane, the producer Hugh actually has on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Joined now by the next senator from Washington State, Tiffany Smiley. Hello, Tiffany. Welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Yesterday, I was talking inflation with Mike Gallagher and running down the issue set. And he said, yeah. And then Marsha Blackburn said, Tiffany Smiley's going to win on inflation, but she's also going to win on education. What were they talking about?
Well, here in Washington State, we have some of the highest grocery prices, some of the highest gas prices. Here, as far as education, our kids were shuttered out of school for over a year and a half. And unfortunately, we have a senator who failed to address or even talk about any of these issues when she was asked about education, saying what we know now as far as the plummeting reading and math scores, childhood anxiety, you know, going up, self-harm, suicide rates. Would you change anything? And she doubled down and said she wouldn't. Basically doesn't want to listen to parents, doesn't want to acknowledge that perhaps we should have done something different when we really knew the science, because what we did here in Washington State is deeply harm our kids and it should never, ever happen again. Parents are fired up. In fact, last week I was out with a bunch of parents who were so excited to have someone listening to them, actually listening, someone who actually cares what really went on. And I know because I'm a mom of three. I'm a mom of three grade school boys and a couple middle school boys who went through this. So I understand, and parents are really, really upset. Again, this isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an American issue. This is about our kids and their future. And we have a senator in Senator Patty Murray who is non-existent. She doesn't listen. She serves Washington, D.C., not Washington State.
Now, that is the key thing. And whether or not that gets across, Washington State votes by mail. I don't know when those votes go out, but they're going to arrive in the middle of a supermarket crisis. The timing couldn't be worse for Patty Murray, but I'm not sure how that system works. When do people start voting in Washington State, Tiffany Smiley?
So we get it towards, you know, like the middle of October, about the middle of October. So, but we're sharing our message everywhere, all over Washington State, and making it loud and clear. And I think it's very obvious the contrast that's in front of us. Patty Murray is, making people poor. She fails to address the issues. She's not even talking about them. People are upset in Seattle area. Our elected leaders are failing us at every single turn. And so she, you know, it's really unfortunate, but she actually has no solution, no plan. I'm pretty sure she was at the White House celebrating the inflation. I call it the Inflation Production Act. It's the Inflation Reduction Act that does nothing to help Washington families. It's raising taxes. She was the deciding vote on the excise tax for natural gas. The Washington families are going to see their electricity bill shooting up here heading into winter. And her and Joe Biden's plan was to buy electric vehicles for rich people. I don't know how that fits into helping actual people who are on the ground trying to make ends meet.
Tiffany Smiley, I spent yesterday playing James Taylor's Fire and Rain because it was so cringe-inducing, that Wednesday event at the White House. Here we are on a Friday, and people are going into the weekend, and they don't know where to get the food. I just can't imagine a family of three with boys who are in high school or girls who are in grade school. You know, you've got to feed children. You cannot skip eating. And it's such a devastating number. And they pretended that it's okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely wrong. That's why we will win, Hugh, is because she is so out of touch. She doesn't understand what the average Washingtonian is having to go through. And quite frankly, it comes across as she doesn't care, especially when you don't even address it or talk about it. She knows it's a losing message. So we have been out sharing our message, sharing my agenda, sharing the plan, sharing the solution of what we can do to get this country back on track. And first of all, we need to prevent those stadium full of 87,000 IRS agents from ever harassing middle class families and small businesses, because I mean, she has to have a way to pay for her reckless spending. That's clear. And, you know, it's sad because those making $25,000 are five times more likely to be audited by the IRS. And that breaks my heart. When I win, I will fight against that.
Last question, Tiffany Smiley. I came back to D.C. Yesterday afternoon. And I haven't been in the Beltway in a while. And, of course, I'm immediately struck by how wealthy it is. And it really is a wealthy place. It's the wealthiest zip codes in America surround, on average, Washington, D.C. and D.C. because that's where all the money is and all the government people and Amazon and defense contractors and all that. It's very wealthy. It's also very out of touch. Patty Murray campaigned way back whenever she got into the Senate as being a mom in tennis shoes. She's now just a blue bubble denizen. Do people in Washington State get that? And how will you prevent yourself from getting captured by this same Beltway blob?
Yes, I mean, people are getting it. She did, you know, I think when she first ran, her intentions were correct, and she was the mom in tennis shoes, but her tennis shoes have worn out because she cares more about D.C. It's completely out of touch. In fact, what I'm hearing on the ground is people are saying, where has she been? Where is she? We didn't hear from her until she came out attacking you, Denise. She has nothing to stand on. She's not talking about the issues. All she's doing is attacking me. And I believe strongly in term limits. So I'm going to D.C. to take the voice of the people of Washington State and get work done and get out. My family will live here in Washington State. Like I said, I have young boys. So I will be very in touch with what's going on here in Washington State and have plans just to get the work done and get out. In fact, anyone can join us at SmileyForWashington.com to hold Joe Biden and Patty Murray accountable for their failed policies that are hurting every single American.
Okay, I saw Chuck Schumer is spending a lot of money in Washington. He's worried. SmileyForWashington.com, whether it's $25, $50, $150, whatever you can afford, up to $2,900, you need it, Tiffany, because you're going to get a massive amount blue bubble spending coming your way. Okay, Tiffany, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Keep coming back. We'll keep pushing it out. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. I want to remind you that our sponsor is AndrewandTodd.com. They're with Sierra Pacific. They lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to AndrewandTodd.com or call them at 888-1172. Glory America, bonjour, hi Canada, I'm Hugh Hewitt. A very thrilling Thursday night game last night with the Chiefs pulling out a 3-point win over the Los Angeles Chargers. But this isn't a football show, it's a politics and news show. Blake Masters is the news in Arizona. He is running for the United States Senate as the GOP nominee against Democrat Mark Kelly. It's close. It's down to 4 points. Blake has been trying to be talked off the stage by the legacy media in the Blue Bubble Manhattan Beltway media access, but he won't go. In fact, he's gaining on Mark Kelly. That's the direction of the polls. Never trust the polls. Look at their direction. He joins me. Good morning, Blake Masters. Welcome back.
Good morning, Hugh. Great to be with you.
Let's always be introducing. I've got two new affiliates. In just last week, in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, in Missouri. They have no idea who Blake Masters is. Would you tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Arizona, and, you know, I went out to Silicon Valley trying to live the American dream, went to Stanford Law School, worked as a technology investor and entrepreneur for a number of years, moved back to Arizona 4 or 5 years ago, Hugh, and I moved back to a different state. moved back to a different city. The Tucson that I grew up in had changed, mostly in ways that weren't so good. You know, Arizona used to be a Republican state, and all of a sudden we had two Democrat senators, you know, crime and potholes and corruption and all of that madness. So I decided, hey, let me put my business career on pause. I'm going to run for the United States Senate, go in and put a check on Biden's agenda and bring some of that entrepreneurial, innovative thinking from the private sector into government, try to clean some of this mess up.
Blake Masters, you have got the nomination. It's very close. What do your internal polls tell you is the race situation right now, about a month before early voting gets underway?
Low single digits and tightening. You know, internally, we're seeing what the public polls are reflecting, which, you know, I think it's freaking the Democrats out. You know, they've spent $60 million, 60, trying to prop up Mark Kelly, and then in August and September, just attacking me. They've got a lot of money. And I think they thought they could just end it. You know, they're up there on TV lying about me. Certainly, they're lying about Mark Kelly's record. This guy votes in lockstep for Joe Biden's agenda. But his TV ads, I mean, Hugh, he's basically running as a center-right Republican, right? He's just lying about his record. But as they spend money, the race continues to tighten. So it's just very interesting. Arizona wants to vote Republican in this election, and I think they're going to in November.
Now, Blake Masters, I said often, the Republicans everywhere in the United States want to talk about, in this order, inflation, crime, the border, schools, and China. Democrats want to talk about, in this order, abortion and Donald Trump. Yesterday, I had the former president on. We talked about all seven of those issues. I want to cover them all with you. Let's start with the former president. Is he an issue in Arizona's voters' minds right now?
I mean, the Democrats want to make this all about Trump, all about January 6th. You know, voters are concerned about illegal immigration, crime, and inflation. I really do think that's true. And, Hugh, we modeled this out. The independents that I need to win in Arizona, the independents that we need to vote Republican in November, they actually like President Trump more often than not, it's like 55-45. But you know what? Two-thirds to one-third, they don't like Joe Biden. They know Biden has failed. So Trump continues to be the most popular Republican in Arizona. And the independents, they're actually pretty cool with him, too.
Now, talk to me about abortion. After the Dobbs decision, it is back in the state's hands. I don't know what the Arizona law is. I'm not a master of 50 states' abortion laws. But how often does it come up? Democrats think it's going to drive this election. I think they're crazy.
Well, I agree with you. It comes up every day because, you know, Mark Kelly, my opponent, he's on TV. They've spent $5 or $6 million roasting me on abortion, pretending that I'm some extremist because I'm pro-life. And no, I'm pro-life and I'm proud to be pro-life. But look, the whole point of Roe and overturning Roe with Dobbs was to send the issue back to the states. And Arizona's decided 15 weeks with all the common exceptions. And, you know, that's Arizona's decision. Now, I do think there should be a federal backstop. I've called for a third trimester abortion ban, with the exception for the health of the mother, at the federal level. And that's just common sense. Like 90% of Arizonans know that we shouldn't be aborting babies on demand for no reason at 8 months, right? But Arizona's decided 15 weeks. Most people in Arizona are cool with that. And the Democrats are just trying to gin up outrage on this issue because they don't want to talk about the border. They don't want to talk about the double-digit inflation in the greater Phoenix metro. We're not going to let them distract the electorate.
Let's go there. Last night on Special Report, I said everyone's got to eat between now and the election. They're going to see food is up 13.4% year over year. They're going to get sticker shock like they've had sticker shock forever. Is inflation the number one issue in Arizona? Because only people my age can remember the Carter inflation, and it's back under Biden.
The inflation's right up there with the border. You know, I hesitate to say which one's more important because they're both existential risks to Arizonans, to Arizonan families. But yeah, I think Phoenix has the worst inflation in the country. You know, they say it's 13%. I actually think it's closer to 20% if you measure it properly. But families are getting crushed here, like absolutely crushed. And I have to remind people, inflation, this isn't some act of God. This isn't a hurricane, right? The Democrats caused this. Joe Biden, Mark Kelly, with their irresponsible spending, with their war on fossil fuels, they caused this. The Democrats in charge are the reason why everything you need to live is more expensive.
So the next two issues, crime and the border, are interrelated, but not completely. I do not believe the vast majority of migrants entering the country illegally are criminals, but I believe that crime has become a pressing problem exacerbated by some illegal migrants who are criminals. How do those two issues play out, and how bad, you know, Martha's Vineyard is shut down because of 50 migrants. The vice president's house was the scene of 101 migrants yesterday. What's the average day in a border town in Arizona?
I was just in Yuma, Arizona yesterday. We got to the border early, about 7 a.m., just in time to see. I'm told it was a small group. It was only 35 people. 35 people just walked over from Mexico. I saw them walk from Mexico. They were at a cartel stash house about 200 meters south of the border, and they just walk into the United States through this very known open gap in Yuma. And the Border Patrol arrived and processed them. But, you know, those people are probably in Phoenix. Some are probably, you know, I don't know if any went to Martha's Vineyard, but they just get distributed out into the interior. And so it's just lawless. It's just, like, that's illegal.
Cartel stash house. What is a cartel stash house, Blake Masters?
Cartel stash house is just a house about 200 meters south of the border. It's where the cartels, these people probably went through Mexicali, and they take a bus. You know, these people aren't walking. They're not walking, Hugh. They're not walking like thousands and thousands of miles. It's a well-financed operation. The cartel is a professional terrorist organization, right? But these people all had bus tickets. They all had plane tickets. They all had cash. They'd all showered recently. This is a professional human funneling organization, and you know it's pretty efficient.
You know, the cartels are, they've monetized this. They have monetized getting into the United States. Do you know what they make per migrant, Blake? Does anyone study this, what the cartel charges per migrant?
It's basically between $5,000 and $15,000 per person. And there's tiers here. There's like pricing tiers, you know?
They monetize. It's a business.
It boils my blood.
Yeah. And well, it should boil the blood. The only way to stop this is for you to win in Arizona. How do people help you, Blake Masters?
Very simple. Go to BlakeMasters.com. Donate what you can. I know it's tough in the Biden economy, but we've just got to get Mark Kelly out of there so that we can actually finally get some border security in Arizona.
And lastly, education matters everywhere. Tim Scott said on this program, the Republican Party has to be the party of parents. Arizona just passed. Doug Ducey signed the most sweeping education reform in the country. It is a model. What do people tell you about it on the campaign trail?
Oh, people love it. Arizona is proud to be a model in school choice. But, you know, it's a great fought legislative win. The Democrats want to take it away. Katie Hobbs, the horrible gubernatorial candidate in Arizona, she hates school choice. She wants to wipe it away. Mark Kelly's doing everything he can at the federal level to wipe away school choice. I have no idea why. It's crazy. Obviously, parents should be in charge of their kids' education. We understand that in Arizona, and we can't let them go back because, you know, they just want to teach our kids the worst, wokest, craziest stuff in school instead of teaching them reading, writing, and arithmetic.
BlakeMasters.com. Last question, very political, practical. Are super funds assisting your effort? You can't coordinate. That's illegal. But do they show up? Are there ads on the air?
There are ads on the air. We've gotten about $8 million in outside spending sort of announced or pledged just in the last week. So I think the dam has broken. I think we're going to have the resources we need to win this fight. Absolutely.
Yeah. Elections are decided in the last 4 weeks before voting. Voting starts in about 4 weeks. Now is the time to help Blake Masters at BlakeMasters.com. Thank you, Blake. Good luck. Come back. Keep coming back. Hugh Hewitt live in the Beltway on a Friday. I'm going to be talking with Herschel later in the program. Joined now by the poet laureate of the Hugh Hewitt Show, Tarzana Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Hugh. I heard someone this week suggested that you throw up the scribe signal for me. But
yes, I needed a new set of lyrics for Fire and Rain by James Taylor.
Not going to happen. Okay. But this is going to happen. A poem of the week. I had an idea for a rhyme, and then I had to leave it. I couldn't concoct a lie so big the left would not believe it. I said, the border's solid. And I said, I feel your pain. And then I sang a tune about the fire and the rain. I said that crime was easing and markets all were stable, that prices were secure and wouldn't touch your kitchen table. And then I told the big one I was sure would make a mess. I said, I'm raising taxes, but you'll all be paying less. I showed them with a budget. Now, this is really funny. I said that I fixed homelessness because I spent all the money. I had them buy electric cars. It's easy if you try. They said then said you couldn't charge them, and they didn't bat an eye. I harvested their data, and I did it in a hurry. I leaked it to the press, but But then I told them not to worry. I lionized restrictions and regulations lauded. You would have been amazed the way they smiled and applauded. Poetry is cutthroat. Politics is sleazier. But running as a lefty is really so much easier. That's Lies and Damned Lies by Tarzana Joe.
No statistics, though, Joe. No statistics. So that will be posted at tarzanajoe.com. It's almost you mentioned Fire and Rain.
Yes. Well, I had to. But, you know, the problem with that song is that the lyric is so tight. It's so good. There's really no room to horn in a parody. It's just, you know, and it's also depressing. Who sings a depressing song at a celebration? It's like now
only Joe Biden
have their first dance as man and wife to Fire and Rain. That doesn't work.
Only Joe Biden. Let me close, Joe, by making sure people know you are open for business and it is busy. So if they want their poetry done on time, they should get their requests and their commissions to you pronto.
Oh, pronto. Yes. Thank you.
Tarzana Joe at Reagan.com. Tarzana Joe at Reagan.com. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Hugh.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Last night in the green room, talking with Marie Harf, Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. She said, oh, I'm pretty comfortable with Georgia. Said, Herschel's winning. You folks don't know it. Herschel is winning. He joins me now. Herschel Walker, the next senator from Georgia. Good morning, Herschel. How are you?
Hello there. How are you doing?
I'm great. You're in open field running right now. How's the campaign feel?
We're feeling pretty good. You know, we're out campaigning to the people to let the people hear my message. You know, the media is not going to be my friend, and I thank you for having me on because they're going to continue to fight for Raphael Warnock, but I want to get to the people to let the people know my message, to let the people know that Raphael Warnock stands with Joe Biden 96% of the time, which meaning he doesn't stand with Georgia. And we're going to have that open border like we got. We're going to have crime. We're going to have this inflation up the way it is right now. So what I want to do is I want to fight for the Georgia people, whereas he seemed to be fighting for those elite in Washington.
Now, Herschel Walker, I tell people that you're the nicest candidate I've met in 23 years of doing national radio. And you were just humble and completely at ease with everyone. And Georgia's going to vote for Herschel Walker because they've known Herschel Walker for 40 years. Am I right in my take on that? It's not going to come down to abortion or Raphael Warnock or January 6th hearings. It's who do you like when it comes down? Who's going to represent you?
Well, you know what's so strange about it is they want to bring it down to all the things that the people that I've been talking to are not talking about. The people are talking about this economy. They're talking about the crime. They're talking about what they're teaching the kids in school and this wokeness. So that's not what people want to talk about, but that's what they want to bring it down to. Well, right now, we can see that there's problems going on in this country, and the problems are because of Raphael Warnock and Joe Biden. Those are the problems. They've been in office for such a short time. And you see the mess we're in right now is because their own leadership has been in control. And now it's time for new leadership. That's why I've been encouraging everyone, whatever they can do, to go to teamherschel.com and you volunteer your time to do door knocking if you can contribute, because I'm going to win this seat for the great people of Georgia.
Now, Herschel Walker, inflation is at 13.4%. year over year in food at the grocery store. I don't know what the largest grocery store chain in Georgia is, but whenever anyone goes into it, they're getting sticker shock. How often do people talk to you about inflation in food when you go out to campaign?
Oh, they're talking a lot. You know, I'm from a small rural town in middle Georgia. You know, people go to a Piggly Wiggly there, and, yep, you know, they can't even afford to buy eggs and milk now. You know, the price has gone up. You know, they work paycheck to paycheck. And it seems like the people in Washington don't realize that. And they're talking about so many other things and talking about trying to help people to put food on the table. That's the most important thing, for people to put food on the table, and because of this crime. So they're talking about those things. But the people in Washington seem to want to throw people off track because in midterms, they want to try to get your vote. So they're going to mislead you. And I hate to say this, they're going to bold-faced lie to you. They're not going to tell you the truth. And I want people to know the truth. And that's the reason I said I'm not just a politician, but I'm also a Christian man. I'm a praying man. I've had my faults. I really have. But you know what's so funny about that? I've stood up. I've been redeemed. God has delivered me to understand what's happening and fight for my family. And Georgians and America, they're my family. I don't care about your color. I don't care where you're from. But if you're a United States citizen or a Georgia resident, I'm going to fight for you.
Yeah, Herschel Walker, a lot of legacy media recoil from the simple statement of faith that you made. I don't know if that's your experience, but they don't know what to do with that. And even though Raphael Warnock is a very eloquent pastor, they don't talk to him about his faith. They don't want to hear that he believes in Scripture. They don't want to talk about that because they're secular progressives. Do people on the campaign trail want to hear about your faith?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter whether they want to hear about it. I talk about it because it's a big part of my life. And the thing is, it's a big part of my life. Raphael Warnock only brings up that he's a pastor when he gets in trouble. Well, he's in trouble all the time because of his voting record. He's in trouble all the time because of things he says in the pulpit. Like, you know, America need to apologize for whiteness. Well, first of all, that's trying to death division. You're trying to divide the people, trying to get the people emotional. And I've said many times, if you look at the 14th Amendment, you can see America is trying to apologize for it with whiteness. America is apologizing for it. But the problem we have the wrong person at the table making the deal. Because if you were there making the deal, you'll see people, as human beings, and not worried about the color of their skin. What you'll be out there trying to do is get better education for our kids. What you'll be out there trying to do is control this border, get this border under control. What you should do is try to get us energy independent again. But yet you want to sit and try to divide the people because you want to get votes to continue to stay in Washington so you can make more money for yourself.
Herschel Walker, that is a powerful message. I know you need small donors. Is it just teamherschel.com?
Yes, it's teamherschel.com, and I just encourage people to go and put Herschel Walker in that seat because I can promise you I will fight and I don't dance and sing for no one.
Herschel Walker, always a pleasure. Keep coming back. Herschel, keep running hard. I know you're in open field right now. I keep telling all the Democrats they think you're going to beat Herschel. You're nuts. Have a great weekend, Herschel Walker.
Yes, thank you, Nine. God bless.
You too. They're just absolutely crazy. Adam Laxalt's going to win in Nevada. I think Blake Masters is going to be very close, and he may win. You know, the tide is rolling against the Democrats. They still think the student loan bailout was a good idea. Don Bulldog is trying hard to get back into the center of politics in New Hampshire. Not sure about that. Well, I think Oz has caught Fetterman already. J.D.'s going to win in Ohio. This is going to be a one-seat margin one way or the other, everyone. Get involved in the race of your choice. Coming back with Dr. Larry Arn from 30,000 feet. Where are we as a country? Do not miss the Hillsdale Dialogue, all things Hillsdale at hillsdale.edu. And I'll be right back with him on this great radio station. I'm Sue Hewitt.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.